Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, 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 what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, and abundance, specifically catering to, I should say, Black women. I love you, Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I'm going to just say this right off the top that I am recording this episode on Zoom, and I'm doing so because if you've been following along, you may or may not know that I am in the middle of a 60-day elevation challenge. And part of this challenge is me getting comfortable being seen. So I do plan on releasing this episode of me doing this on Zoom to YouTube. Look, I can't even commit to a date. That's how shook I am right now. But before the end of the year, my goal is to, before the end of the year, start releasing video content to YouTube. So this will make its way up there at some point. So you'll be able to see my beautiful face and all my crazy facial expressions in this episode. So I want to go ahead and let you know that today's topic, real talk, we're going to be talking about. And by the way, let me back up a second. First of all, I didn't even welcome you into the space. Welcome. Do whatever you need to do while you're listening to the sound of my voice. If you're working, if you're taking a walk right now, if you're working out, you got your headphones on, if you are in the car driving somewhere, if you are just taking some time to just chill and reflect and rest, do what you need to do. Light a candle, take a few breaths, get your water, do something. And speaking of water, I totally left my matcha on the table, so I'm gonna go ahead and grab that really quickly. All right, your girl has her matcha. She's getting back on the couch. Y'all, pray for me. I really need a studio or space where I can record the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Right now, I'm on the couch, and I'm thankful to be able to do that. I have my little ring light, and my MacBook, and my microphone is in front of me, my Blue Yeti. But I am believing that I already have a space. I just haven't. It's not in the physical just yet, but I'm already believing that I have a space, especially for me, where I can record and also do live events. That is what I'm believing for. I am believing that I have a space where I can do live Brown Girl Self-Care events, as well as my own personal space to, if I need to talk to a client, I can do that. If I want to record an episode in peace and quiet, I can do that. I need a creative space where I can do that, and I want it to be outside of my home if possible, or God, move me into a new home with an office space or something. I don't know. I'm still figuring it out with God, but let me go ahead and get back into the episode. Welcome into the space. All right. So today I'm going to be talking about why I'm doing this 60-day challenge. Okay. We are in November, y'all. Time is ticking. The clock is moving forward, whether we like it or not. And so I realized that I had to make some changes in my life. And so that is what I'm going to be talking about today, the specific changes that I am making, as well as I'm going to give you some of the goals that I have on the table for myself during this 60-day period, why I'm doing it. And also, I'm going to have some questions that I want you to reflect on in your own journey that will hopefully help to launch you into 2024. Okay, so whether you're a mom, an entrepreneur, side hustler, working a 9-to-5, got 2 jobs, whatever, student, whatever the case may be, I feel like there's going to be something here for you, something that's going to connect with your spirit. So again, get your journal, get a pen, and let's go ahead and get into this topic. But before I do, I'm sorry I had to do that. I wanted to specifically say, hey girl, I see you on Spotify. You guys are giving me these comments. I'm looking at them right now from on Spotify. The last episode really must have connected with a lot of you because I have several comments that were just saying like that message was received. And I'm so thankful for that. The last episode, in case you missed it, I was talking about how really I was talking about myself, but my hope was to encourage you as well as let you know, there's work to be done, right? And how I was in a space of just like comparing myself and some other things, as well as really coasting on my gifts. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like in the last year I've been coasting because the podcast part comes so naturally for me, but I feel like God is calling for me to elevate this, like this season is kind of like, this season of being able to coast is coming to an end possibly. So I was like saying, you know, I was getting big mad because, you know, things were not necessarily, I wasn't noticing any growth in brown girl self-care. And I had to think about that and be like, girl, like you are coasting right now. Like that's just not how life works. You know what I mean? So a few comments from that on Spotify were like, Tanisha said, sis, wow, I definitely needed this. I was literally crying in my car, scheduling a therapy session because I was on the verge of giving up. Then I saw your title pop up in the notifications. Thank you. Thank you so much for that comment. And I hope that you are doing okay, girl. It is okay to cry. It is okay to have all the feelings, just so you know. And it's definitely okay to still schedule that therapy session, okay? Still schedule that therapy session because those are things that we need for a variety of reasons. But feel all the feelings, sis. I'm with you. Is it Talia said, beautiful episode, much needed. And then Tiana Tyler said, as a podcaster, I relate so much to what you discussed for this episode. Thank you for being so genuine. Sometimes we can't see our own power, but just know you're doing phenomenal, truly inspiring. Yes, that part. Sometimes we definitely cannot see our own power. We cannot see our own power. And that's definitely a challenge that I have. And why I'm doing some of the things I'm doing, because I want to step into my power. I want to show up. I want to acknowledge my gifts. And really, it's about honoring myself too, and honoring what God has done in my life and how he is calling for me to like elevate, evolve, grow, shift, like stop holding yourself back, because I hold myself back a lot. I hold myself back a lot. And there's like so much I'm leaving on the table in life, in love, in relationships, in healing, in growth, in business. Like there's so much I'm leaving on the table because I am holding myself back. Listen to previous episodes and you'll find out what I'm talking about, because that's not the point of this episode. And this episode is going to probably be long. So I'm just letting you know right now, I'm pulling up my notes right now in the Notion app, so that I can hopefully stay on track. But we are really going to get into the nitty gritty of why now is the time to start thinking about 2024, as well as letting you know like what I'm focusing on, I have three pillars myself that I'm focusing on. Maybe you'll end up having one pillar. You might have two, you might have three. I wouldn't recommend going any greater than having three areas of focus or three pillars that you want to, you know, kind of like hone in on for the next, for November and December as we elevate and launch ourselves into 2024, but that's entirely up to you. Hey, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just letting you know that if you try to do too many things, you're going to spread yourself so thin. Keep in mind, life is going to be lifing for the next 2 months, or November and December as we creep into January, obviously. So not only that, but you're going to spread yourself thin. And you might end up feeling overwhelmed and just give up, and that we're not giving up. That was the title of the last episode. What we ain't going to do is give up, Black woman. We're not going to give up. There is so much for you ahead. If only we could just see it, right? And do the things that we know that we can't do. But for whatever reason, like maybe, again, you're just really insecure in a certain part of your life, or just different things, okay, that we just can't. We can't see it. Like our vision is hazy. Our vision is hazy, right? So again, I would say no more than 2 to 3 pillars. I am focusing on 3 pillars for the next 60 days. And obviously, I'm going to give you some things to think about at the end of this episode, so have your journal handy. So let's go ahead and get into it. So first things first, I want to let you know what I am doing and why this is the perfect time for me to focus on these things. Really, the reason is going to be up to you. I'll say that. The reason is going to be up to you. It's personal. For me, the reason why I wanted to focus on launching myself into 2024 in specific areas of my life is because I have spent a lot of years, I have grown. There has been progress. Don't get it twisted. And I'm thankful for that. I'm celebrating that. I'm honoring that. But I also know, if I can be honest with you, me and you having this conversation, if I can be honest with you, I know that I didn't go as hard as I could have. And when I say go as hard as I could have, please understand, I fully believe in rest, freedom, liberation, joy, ease, all those things. I'm talking to you from that perspective, that mindset. I'm not talking about go hard and by any means necessary. And by the time you go hard and get to the finish line, you are a frazzled, fried, deprived, exhausted, unhappy, miserable mess, but you met the goals. I don't want to meet goals like that. That to me is not ease. That to me is not abundance. That to me is not like I want to the way I want to feel, that does not resonate. That's not what I'm trying to do. And I'm not pushing you to do that either. Okay. I want to go hard and I know what my limits are, but while I'm going hard and walking this thing out and activating certain parts of my life, I'm not doing it to my detriment to where I'm harming myself. I think there's a big difference. I'm not doing this to harm myself. That's just you meeting a goal, but you're harming yourself like that to me. Nah. I believe there are ways that we can do things with more ease, more flow when we're in alignment with the path that we believe we're supposed to be on. Like, I just feel like there's just different ways to do it. I'm just talking to you from my perspective of, again, believing in ease, flow, rest. I'm not killing myself. I'm not going to be just different things that I'm just not going to do. I'm not going to do certain things. Okay. So, but yeah, my why, and again, this is personal for me. Again, I feel like I was coasting and I feel like I'm being called for more. And I feel like a lot of us are being called for more. You feel it in your spirit. You may not know necessarily where to start. And I highly suggest you start praying, you start having those conversations with God. But I don't want to get into 2024 and look around and be like, oh, I guess now I should start doing some things. It's like that saying, if you get ready, you ain't got, wait, what? If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. In other words, as I've always said in the podcast, just doing the 1%, a little bit more each day, a little bit more each day, a little bit more each day. versus trying to take on and tackle this hard, big thing at the last minute. Oh, January 1st, everybody's going to be like trying to do the quote unquote thing. And that's fine. You start when you start. There's no shame in that. But I feel like if you are starting to prepare and think now, plan now, prepare now, it can do nothing but launch you into 2024. Okay. Does that make sense? Yes. Hopefully it does. I'm answering for you. Yes. I hope it does. So that is why I am starting now. And I'm going to tell you, this is not about some, I'm just going to say it. I'm not saying this to be disrespectful of anyone that makes content. But I've seen content floating around and people are talking about, you know, getting ready for 2024. But again, I'm trying to be respectful here. A lot of it is just like fluff and cutesy stuff. And I mean, it's great to watch, but maybe it's because I'm older now. Listen, I'm going to be 50 in 2 years. I don't have time to play around anymore. So for me, I can't just do the cutesy little things and think that it's like, you know what I mean? I that's not where my elevation lies anymore. So again, as you're listening to this, I'm not saying what you should or shouldn't do. I just want you to take in the big picture. Look at your individual situation and figure out what you need and how you need to do it. What makes sense for you? Okay, I can only share from my experience and what I am doing and give you food for thought. So hopefully this like edifies you and feeds your spirit in some way, okay? And gives you some things to think about now and not, you know, mid-January. Like starting now is gonna just do nothing but launch you into 2024, okay? So on this challenge, or what I'm doing right now is I'm in a 60-day challenge. Basically, I just came off the end of a 30-day challenge. So I started with 30 days because I wanted to make sure that I could be consistent. And during that 30-day challenge, what I was focusing on was my health and, really my identity. I've talked about my identity before. I've talked about my trauma before, but in a nutshell, it was just like me not feeling like I was good enough, feeling worthless, feeling like I was stupid, feeling like I wasn't good enough to be on camera. So I really just hid behind the podcast for a very long time. And so my 30-day challenge that I did last month in the month of October, actually, I think I started it October 2nd and I ended it November 1st or something like that. But yeah, I did a full 30 days, excuse me. And I focused on consistency. And really, it was just me tracking my habits and how consistent I could be. I wasn't doing it from a place of shame, judgment, cussing myself if I didn't do, like, it wasn't about that. It was just, let me see what my habits are and if I can be consistent with them just for 30 days. Can you do that? So I was tracking how often I went to the gym or did yoga or went to Orange Theory or did Pilates or moved my body, took a walk. So I was tracking my fitness. Did I take my CBD that day? Did I take my vitamins that day? What else was I tracking? It was the vitamin, like that kind of stuff. Dang it. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but that's the kind of stuff that I was tracking, really just about moving my body and fitness and things like that. And on top of that, another thing that I was tracking in conjunction with that was I was doing a talk to camera challenge, a 30-day talk to camera challenge, which I've talked about on the podcast before, maybe like 2 episodes ago, or maybe even the last episode, I'm not sure. But the reason why I did this challenge and what it is really me just getting my iPhone and hitting record and talking to my camera for the minimum was 5 minutes, but you know how I'll be talking. We know them 5 minutes wasn't 5 minutes, but I'm just saying it was minimum 5 minutes. Now I did that. Perfect. Met the goal. And the reason why I was doing that is because I want to be comfortable speaking on camera. And eventually speaking on stages, speaking in public, speaking at live events. So I have to baby step my way there. I know some people just get on the stage and boom, they just do it. I don't know what percentage that is, but I'm sure there are people that can do that. But a lot of us, we have to take classes, like, was it Toastmasters, and really practice. Like, I don't think you can just show up and do a TED Talk and expect for it to be great. Like, I'm sure it takes months and months, probably longer, I'm not sure. Look at me, maybe I'm gonna be doing a TED Talk, I don't know. But I'm sure it takes months and months of preparation, okay? So I was like, well, what's the easiest way for me to get started? Because this is something that you wanna be thinking about. You wanna try to take the path of least resistance. Because for me, at least, if I don't do that, getting started means I'm going to think of all the reasons why I cannot get started. Oh, I don't have the right shoes. Oh, I don't have the right camera. Oh, I don't have my hair doesn't look right. I can't, like, all these excuses. That's me. I can come up with I need to do something. I can give you 50 excuses why today's not a good day. Today's not the right day to do it. That's just how the brain works for whatever reason. So I'm like, okay, what's the least route of resistance for you to start showing up on camera? And I had seen someone on YouTube. It was a guy. Go to YouTube and put talk to camera challenge. There's this dude. I don't know his name. Y'all know I'm not good with names anyway. And he, as far as I know, he's the first person that I saw have this challenge. So I'm sure maybe there's others. I don't know. But I was like, you know what? I can do that. I can do this and show up, and I'm going to do this for 30 days. And that's exactly what I did. I have all my videos, which maybe I'll do like a little compilation. I'm going to just tell you right now, day one was rough because I looked insane. I looked insane. But yeah, it's just like I did it for 30 days and I was so proud of myself. So I ended my 30 day, that was mainly in October, I ended on November 1st. I was very proud of myself because I did every single day and I probably worked out maybe like 27 days in that 30 day span or something like that, 26 days. Again, sometimes just taking a walk is what I mean. The goal was to do minimum 20 minutes of something, move your body, minimum 20 minutes. So I was very consistent and I was very proud of myself to see that, yes, Bree, you actually can do something if you put your mind to it, okay? And you throw out some of them little raggedy excuses you think are fooling people or fooling yourself when they're really not. So that was the first 30 days. Okay. Now I'm challenging myself to 60 days. And that's what I'm talking about now on the podcast. 60 days. I started on November 2nd, if I'm not mistaken, and it goes for 60 days. So that might put me at like December 30th, 29th, 31st. I really don't know, but it'll be the end of December. So if you start now, when you hear this podcast, okay, you'll probably end maybe the first week of January. That's perfect. Because you'll be in motion. You're building momentum. So that's a great way to just kind of like slide on into the new year. You start, you know, within a few days of hearing this episode, okay? Or maybe you don't listen to the episode until maybe you find it in like February, March. You can start this anytime. But I guess I'm talking to those of us who specifically are like, you know what? I need to figure out how to just really get going for 2024. So that's what I'm talking about here. So you might be wondering, okay, so what's the first thing that you did? Well, the first thing that I did was I completed a SWOT analysis. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'm looking at my journal and I just started a brand new journal on October 29th. I started a brand new journal because I had just filled up my other one. My old journal, I blazed through that in maybe like 5-6 weeks, which was absolutely incredible. And I don't know if I can give a spoiler alert or not, but I'm going to go ahead and do that because this is my podcast. But one of my goals is to have a journal ready for you to purchase from Brown Girl Self-Care during the Black Friday holiday. I realize that I am putting this out into the atmosphere, which means I really need to stick to my goals that I have in place, which one of them is to release a journal. I'm going to start easy, just a regular plain journal. That's the goal. And I have some other types of journals in mind, but I want to just, again, talking about the least form of resistance. Okay. That is what works for me. That way I don't have the opportunity to build up all these excuses of why I can't, why I shouldn't, like none of that. So you heard it here first. If you're listening, the goal is for me to have at least one journal available for you to purchase on the Brown Girl Self-Care website or wherever the link is going to be, so that you can start journaling in your beautiful journal. Okay, so I'm creating a journal or journals currently right now. So in any case, the SWOT analysis, again, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Usually businesses do this kind of thing, or business owners, things like that, but anyone can do this. Personal development, business, doesn't really matter. It's just a really good exercise for you to do that can help you to see realistically, okay, in this current season. And I did this from the point of view of just like this version of me in the last like year. Okay. So for strengths, I'll just give you a few of the things I've written down in each area. Okay. So for strengths, I have like self-awareness, can be consistent because I proved it. I'm building my communication muscle and I love to learn. Those are some of the strengths that I have written down. Some of my weaknesses. Woo, chalet. Girl, some of my weaknesses. Procrastinates. I'm trying to read this I'm going to read it exactly how I wrote it instead of trying to word it properly. Compares myself to others. Disorganized at times. Doesn't always pre-plan or prepare. People pleaser. Yes, I still deal with that. So those are some of my weaknesses. Opportunities. So for opportunities, consistent exercise can strengthen my self-worth, outlook, and confidence. So that was one. I have opportunities can create slash do a 60-day identity slash self-esteem challenge. Those are some of the opportunities. And then threats, some of them are, what does it say? Some of the threats could possibly be getting hurt while exercising because I push too hard instead of stopping, like letting my ego get in the way and like, no, you can push through the pain. So I possibly can get hurt. That's a possible threat to me being able to do what it is I want to do in the next 60 days. Getting discouraged. So I just give up on my goals. Allowing fear to prevent me from going live or making content. That's also something that I want to be doing is going live. So allowing fear definitely is a threat. Allowing fear to keep me stuck is definitely a threat. So go ahead and make a list. What you do is just grab a sheet of paper or your journal on your page that you're holding vertically, I guess horizontally, doesn't matter. You just make like a cross right in the middle of the page, all the way up and down the page and right across the middle of the page. Top left, you can put strength. Top right, you can put weaknesses. Bottom left, you can put opportunities. Bottom right, you can put threats. And then write down a few things. Give yourself maybe like 20 minutes to think of some things that you can put. And that way it's kind of like doing a self-assessment, okay? It's free, it's quick, it's easy, and it is very, very eye-opening, all right? All right. Now, again, these things that you're doing, you're not doing it because you're pointing a finger, judging, shaming. It's just, we have to allow ourselves to be self-aware. There will be no growth without self-awareness. We have to be aware of what's going on around us, inside of us. You know, it's okay.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
It's okay to have weaknesses. It's okay to have strengths. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be honest, be self-aware, do that SWOT analysis. Again, SWOT. All right. So that was the first thing that I did. And then I came up with three pillars that I wanted to focus on for the next 60 days. And those pillars are fitness / health, obviously brown girl self-care, as well as my identity. So for fitness, hopefully I have the correct journal here. For fitness, a few of the things. So my goal for fitness for the next 60 days is to get stronger and be able to do like a 60 second plank. Those are some of the goals that I have over the next 60 days. Get stronger and be able to do a long ass plank because them things be thanging and hurting because my core is not very strong. And so for me, for the next 60 days, movement will consist of, again, minimum of 20, actually in October it was minimum 20 minutes. Now it's a minimum of 25 minutes for the next 60 days. That's walking, yoga, Orange Theory, HIIT, Pilates, things like that. That was fitness. And so then moving on, and then obviously taking my supplements and things like that. That's my fitness, and health. And then for brown girl self-care, the goal, I have a number of downloads that I want to hit between now and the end of the year. I'll let you know that it is over 400,000 downloads in that 60-day period. So that is really a push goal, but that's my goal. I want to start selling a journal by Black Friday, and then just other things like showing up live on YouTube live on Instagram and things like that. So the next 60 days look like planning my podcast episodes out, creating that journal in time for Black Friday, I have a goal to invite 20 people to be a guest on the podcast, people that I see out there in these spaces that I want to be in conversation with. So things like that, and just content for YouTube, et cetera. And then for identity / personal development, the goals were just, it was really about feeling, I have feel more confident, feel more worthy, feel more loving of myself, by completing this challenge. Like, I want to feel more confident. I want to love myself more. I want to continue to see my worth, because there are times when sometimes I just feel, I still struggle with like esteem and worth and trusting myself and things like that. And I know that in order for me to continue to develop and really step into a role of leadership or things like that, or be able to speak on stages and things like that, I need to be able to feel confident in myself. I don't need to be the most confident person in the world, but I really need to get my confidence up. Okay. And the way that I feel about myself, I need to get that up. So that's what I'm working on when I say identity / personal development. So I just have some notes, like every day I'll do something obviously for my challenge. So journaling, reflecting, I also will be reading or listening to something that's like about healing or personal development or just something that I need, business stuff, at least 20 minutes per day. And, also I have it on here that I'll be reading 3 books in the next 60 days. 2 of these books I've already read, and that's why they're on the list, because I want to read them again. The first book is What to Say. I believe these are the titles. What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. The guy's name is like Shad Helmstetter or something like that. The next book is Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. I think that guy's name is like Ravi or something. I'll have to put this in the show notes because I don't recall the names. And then I think this book is called All About Love, and it's definitely by bell hooks. And it's a red and black book. I have it. The first 2 books I have on Audible, but that bell hooks book, All About Love, I wanted to have that as a copy for my home. So I bought that, the hard copy. So I will be reading those 3 books in the next 60 days, or between now and the end of the year. So those are the things that I am working on for my fitness, for my like health, for my just identity and how I feel about myself and who I am becoming, who I am, etc. And also for brown girl self-care. I have a note here for identity that I guess I wanted to say is that, the other part of identity, I'm glad that I saw this, is that for me, the work week is typically Monday through Friday. I want to make sure that I am going to bed Sunday through Thursday night. I want to be in the bed by 9:30. But on top of that, Monday through Friday, I want to make sure that I am dressing for myself in a way that helps me to really feel good, okay? Because it's very easy for me when I work from home, just I can work in my pajamas if I wanted to, and that's fine. And it's totally fine to do that whenever, but since I'm in this 60-day challenge of elevation, it looks like me not putting on my pajamas or staying in my pajamas or whatever. But after I shower, you know, brush your teeth, wash your face, do all those things, I am putting on something, probably a dress or a nice little top, putting on my jewelry, all right? Putting on a little bit of face, mascara, a little bit of foundation, that kind of thing, so that I feel my best because I look my best. Does that make sense? Because again, this is about my identity, who I am versus who I am evolving and becoming, or evolving into and becoming. I feel really, really good. My energy is different. I show up differently. I work differently. My thoughts are different when I am dressed as the version of myself that I want to become, right? Making this identity shift. So yeah, for me, I'll be dressing up, not in a suit or anything like that, but I will definitely be dressing up. Again, because I am just further shifting into the woman that I'm becoming. And I'm going to tell you that a part of this woman that I am becoming is she is a high figure earner. Okay. And she also has one of the top podcasts in the world. That is who I am becoming. That is who I am. That is who I am shifting into. Right. Yeah. So again, fitness, business, identity / personal development. Okay. So I've talked about the goals and all that stuff. In a previous episode, I mentioned that you want to have some whiteboards on hand if you're going to be doing something like this so that you can consistently track and keep your goals, affirmations, thoughts, ideas, etc. in front of you. You see them every day. If you have not yet gotten a whiteboard, my good sister, please go and get a whiteboard. Go to Target, go to Staples, go to Amazon, go wherever. What was it? Walmart. Go somewhere and get you a whiteboard, Office Depot. Okay. You need a whiteboard so that way you can put this whiteboard somewhere in your home where you will see it on a very consistent basis. I have whiteboards. I have several different types of whiteboards, and you should go on back and listen to the previous episode where I talk about the whiteboards. So I'm not going to really go into it too deep, but I'll tell you that one of the whiteboards I have is it sticks to my mirror in my bedroom, and it has all the blocks for the days of the month. So there's what, 30, 31 blocks or whatever. And so you put the date, or not the date, you put the month, and then every day I'll put like what I did. Oh, went for a walk, took my CBD. What else was on there? I wish I could remember all the stuff that was on there. Took my collagen powder, took my iron, those kind of things. That is what I was tracking in the month of October. It was so satisfying to go at the end of the month. And I have a picture, maybe I'll post it on Instagram or something in my stories. But it was so gratifying and satisfying to see that board filled up. I was so proud of myself. Some of us, we don't have a lot of confidence in ourselves because we don't see our efforts in front of us. And we feel like we're not doing anything, but you really are. You are doing stuff. You're doing amazing things, but we just do it so much, or we don't even remember. And then you're like, well, I don't feel very confident. Some of us don't feel confident because we're not taking action. That was me too. Like, I didn't have like that level of self-confidence because I really wasn't doing much. I was just coasting. So it was hard for me to feel confident. Does that make sense? Some of us are doing a lot of stuff and we just don't even see it. We don't recognize our gifts or the things that we're doing. Some of us, we could be doing more, but we're just not for whatever reason. And you just need a little boost, a little fire under your buns to motivate you. So seeing yourself every single day, I did this, I did this, I did this. And then you can just see it up on your board. It's very motivating, at least for me. So give that a try, okay? So get your whiteboard, sis. Get your whiteboard, because what we track, it shapes it shapes who we are. What we track shapes our outcomes. What we track, like, what is the saying? Where your attention goes, it grows. Or I don't know what that saying is, but I know you know what I'm talking about. What we pay attention to, it grows, it expands, it develops. And that can be a positive thing or it can be a not so positive thing, right? So we want to we want to focus on positive things. We want to focus on rewarding things. We want to put our energy and focus into things that are going to edify us and grow us and heal us and build us up, not tear us down. All right. All right. So let me see what else is here on the notes. Child, I got notes upon notes upon notes. Here's a note that I have. I want to stress that while I'm stepping into these new areas of my life, I really am. I think I mentioned this before. I'm really doing what I can to stay tapped into my sense of freedom, my sense of peace, my sense of liberation, my sense of ease and joy and all those things. Because it's not just about making money, though making money is important. Okay. I have to say that it's not just about making money for me, especially when I'm talking about with Brown Girl Self-Care. And it's not just about having this hot, amazing bod that can twerk and has healthy knees and can, you know, dip it low and all that stuff. But damn it, that's amazing too. And by the way, I'm telling you right now, that when my booty becomes a shelf again, you are not going to be able to tell me anything, okay? Because I had a booty. I had a dunk. As Phaedra from Housewives used to say, I had a donkey booty. I don't have a donkey booty anymore, but I'm going to have a donkey booty. And when that booty is bootying, you are not going to be able to even talk to me. I'm going to be like, I don't even know you. All kidding aside, like, I can't do these things from a place of being miserable and pushing myself to the point of just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to live my life like that. There's gotta be some type of balance. There's just gotta be something that makes sense. There's gotta be some type of balance. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to like push myself to the point where I'm just harming myself, mentally draining myself, treating myself like crap because I didn't hit a metric or I didn't push hard enough to the point where I'm breaking my body down. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do these things. So it's not just about being better, but it's also about taking specific actions I need in my life, that are going to help align me with those things I mentioned before. So like joy for me is being able to mix up my fitness routines. Okay. I can do yoga one day, I can do Pilates, I can take a walk, go outside, get in nature, go get on the treadmill at the gym because I have a membership. Like, it's just being able to mix it up. That for me is liberation. I don't have to be rigid to take care of my body and my mental health. Like, I don't have to have this rigid, as in so rigid that it's harmful. There's a difference between habits and routines and just this unrelenting rigidness that no matter what, you're going to do this thing, even if you, for example, like, let's say you have COVID, God willing you don't, but you're like, you know, I'm really, my temperature is 103.4 or 105.7. I don't feel good, but I said I was going to do this workout, so I'm going to do this workout. Make that make sense. No, we're not doing that. Okay. Again, these things that we're doing are part of our healing. They're not going to like tear us apart, tear us down, or like, you know, just do anything that's going to be harmful to us mentally, physically, or anything like that. With Brown Girl Self-Care, making time to plan, like I mentioned before, and do things the more productive way is really going to align me with joy. Because when I, and confidence, because when I put more planning into it, I'm able to, yes, I can talk off the fly. I feel like I'm very good at that, depending on what the person says. And I do that a lot because I like to have natural, engaging conversations. But I feel like if I put more planning, maybe even not just into the episode, but on the back end as well, with like the show notes and things like that, it'll get me into like a better rhythm and routine. And that again will equal more confidence for me. And then when I show up for my sessions, like, I'm really able to be engaged with who I'm speaking with or be engaged with you in these solo episodes. Like, I did planning for this. That's why I keep referring to my notes. And I'm able to just stay in the conversation and talk and be myself and flow. And that feels really good for me. And I know that it feels good. I'll know that it was really good for me because when I'm done with the episode, either by myself or with a guest, I get off and I feel hot, like I'm hyped. Like, man, you did that. It feels really good. It just feels really good and very fulfilling to do this podcast, to do this. It feels very fulfilling for me. It feels very fulfilling, especially when I have a good episode and I'm just like, that was amazing. And I feel like that's like a nudge, like, yep, you're walking in your gift. You're walking in your talent, or you're really like tapping into your skill set or your abilities. You know what I mean? So yeah, I love that. So yeah, I want more moments like this on Brown Girl Self-Care. So those are the things that I am doing in preparation for 2024. I hope that this has given you some food for thought. And I do want to give you, I think I have maybe like two or three journal questions or journal prompts here that I really want you to think about. I'm going to take a quick sip of my matcha because I forgot that it was sitting here. ASMR, y'all. Y'all hear this? Here we go. I did want you to do some reflecting. Okay. I do want you to pause, take some time for yourself and do some reflecting. If anything bubbled up while I was talking, I hope you wrote it down so that you can come back and take a look at that. But I also want to give you some questions in case you're just like, well, I'm not quite sure where to start or what to think about at this time, right? I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I want you to feel when you get off this episode, like, boom, I know what I want to start working on in the next week or two so I can do a challenge for myself, a 30-day or 60-day or 90-day challenge or whatever it is, or I know what I want to focus on in 2024. I want you to leave this episode feeling inspired and motivated, not downtrodden and in despair, okay? So the first question I have for you, and this is a really good one, is especially when it comes to when you think about like going back to like the SWOT analysis, or when you think about just this woman that you are becoming, right? I want you to take some time and think about and journal out, you know, maybe a few lines or a paragraph. Who were you in the past year? Who are you currently? And who would you like to become in the next 12 months? Again, who were you in the past? Who were you in the past? What were your habits? What were your likes, dislikes? How were you feeling about yourself? Where were you working? What were you doing on a regular basis? What were your thoughts? You know what I mean? Like, how was your spending? You notice I didn't have money on here as a goal because that is just something I'm not quite ready to tackle. But next year for sure, because I'm going to continue doing like these little challenges, it's going to come up. It's going to come up. But yeah, who were you in the past year? Who are you currently? Same thing. Who are you currently? What are you doing now? What are your thoughts right now? What areas of you are a little raw and need some healing? What are your spending habits like? How do you feel about yourself? You know, that kind of thing. Where are you working? And then who would you like to become the next 12 months? For me, in the next 12 months, I want to be thinking off the cuff. I want to be a speaker. I want to be a homeowner. I want to have X amount of dollars in the bank. I want to have so much money in the bank that because I'm a giver, I want to be able to have all the things I desire and still be able to give generously and still have money in the bank. Like, I want to be able to give from an abundant overflow. I want to be able to give from an abundant overflow and give lots. I want to give away lots. There's so much that I want to do. Who are you becoming? Who would you like to become in the next 12 months? Maybe it's you're thinking about a career change. Maybe you want to be in a relationship. Maybe you don't want to be in a relationship. Maybe you want to start a podcast. Maybe you want to quit a job. Maybe you want to get another job. Like, I don't know. Like, when you think about the best version of yourself, what she's doing, her habits, her routines, what she's saying to herself, who she's surrounding herself with, where she lives, like all those things, like, who would you like to become in the next 12 months? Who would you like to be? What things would you like to develop in the next 12 months? Who would you like to be in the next 12 months? So I would definitely answer that. Okay. And then I think I have two or three more questions here. Again, these are just starter questions. These are just starter questions. What self-care slash personal development thoughts? Let me try that again. What self-care slash personal development thoughts or habits worked for you this year that you'd like to do more of? So what self-care related things? Maybe you were like, you know what? I meditated several times a week, you know, this year, and that really works for me. And I'm going to keep doing that because it did my spirit good. Maybe it's, I didn't eat meat. I did like meatless Monday a few months out of this last year. I really love that. And I want to do that again and do more of it. Like this is really up to you. This is all personal and it's really up to you. Okay. And then also on the contrast, what things didn't quite work that you'd like to tweak or just stop altogether in 2024? Sometimes we do things and then we do them to the point where we feel like it's expected, or if we no longer do them, people are going to be mad, they're not going to like us, or it's going to look bad on us. Like I used to be afraid to try new things in the public eye because you know, I didn't want to be embarrassed and all these other different things. But it's okay to try something and see that it didn't work. And you don't have to feel embarrassment behind that. You don't have to feel shame behind that. Don't limit yourself. Try something. See how it works. If it doesn't work, it's okay to try something else. If you've given it a fair shot and it's no longer working, there's no shame in saying that you tried. Because I promise you, the people that might be sitting there in judgment, first of all, who cares? And number two, I can guarantee you that if they have time to sit and worry about what you're doing and judge what you're doing, that confirms to me that either they're not doing anything at all or they really do not feel good about themselves. So either way, that's of no consequence or concern to you. Okay. So what things didn't quite work that you'd like to tweak or just stop altogether in 2024? And then also, what new things would you like to start implementing? Where would you like to just start breathing some new life into your life? Maybe you take a new class. Maybe you do something creative. Maybe you pick up an instrument. Maybe you start taking pottery. Maybe you implementing. Maybe you have a habit or a rule now that says Monday through Friday, no matter what, I am honoring my rest and I'm going to be in the bed by 10 o'clock every night. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, figure out what new things are in alignment with the woman you are currently and or want to become in the next year, in 2024, that you can start implementing. Now, again, baby steps, right? Baby steps. Okay. So those are all the journal questions, and hopefully more bubbled up for you, but I wanted to give you a place to start when it comes to this. So, yeah, that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I really, really hope that this did something for your spirit, gave you food for thought, inspired you to begin really looking at your life, the things that you deserve, your worth, how amazing you are, and how you are destined for more. You are destined for greatness in whatever way that looks for you. And you're now in a place where you're like, you know what? I'm going to stop playing. I'm going to stop sleeping on my dreams. And I'm really going to step into this higher version of myself in the coming weeks, months, years, right? So that's my hope. Leave a comment on Spotify if this hits your spirit some kind of way. I would love to read your comments. They help me to know how you're feeling, since we're not having this conversation, obviously, in person, and we're not like coaching or anything like that. So I really want to hear from you how this episode resonated with you. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, shameless plug. I don't know what, I think I was trying to say humble brag, but I wasn't meaning humble brag. Shameless plug. Please do go to Spotify or iTunes if you have not done so before and leave a 5-star rating and review for the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. And that will help me to hopefully get this podcast higher up on the charts so that more Black women can tap into this amazing space of healing, joy, and liberation that you and I are creating. So with that said, that's a wrap for this episode. Thank you so very much for listening. Have a blessed week. And I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.